Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first mystery. Today is the feast of St. Mary Magdalene. There are strong reasons to believe Mary Magdalene was the same Mary as the sister of Martha and Lazarus. First, there's an ancient tradition that Mary, Martha, and Lazarus were siblings from a wealthy family. Their father Cyrus owned property all over Israel. Upon the death of their father, Lazarus remained in Jerusalem, while Bethany became the home of Martha, and Mary lived in a family property by the Sea of Galilee, in a coastal town called Magdala. Second, church fathers like Augustine, Jerome, John Chrysostom, and Gregory the Great, as well as Thomas Aquinas, all believed the sister of Martha and Lazarus is Mary Magdalene, from whom Jesus drove out seven demons. Third, in the year 415, St. John Cassian went to Marseille, France, and was shown the tombs of Martha and Mary Magdalene, and it was well known at that time that their brother Lazarus was considered the first bishop of the church in that area, the area of Provence. Also, the religious order John Cassian founded was the first guardian of the grotto of St. Mary Magdalene there. So, if Mary Magdalene is not the Mary who is the sister of Martha and Lazarus, then where is that Mary? Why was she not with her siblings? And why is she lost to history? Finally, the Basilica of St. Mary Magdalene, which claims her relics, and the cave in which she lived are located in a region of France called St. Maxim, St. Balm. St. Balm means holy cave. The region is named after St. Maxim, a disciple of Jesus who came with Mary Magdalene and Martha and Lazarus to France in the first century. As I said, St. Balm means holy cave, where Mary Magdalene lived. And this region has had this name since the 4th century. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our second mystery. In 2024, Teresa and I had the privilege of going to the Basilica of Mary Magdalene twice. The place where you come face to face with Mary Magdalene, her skull being on display in the crypt of the church where she died and is buried. And I think there are three things that we should learn from Mary Magdalene. First, only Jesus can heal our soul. From Luke chapter 8, we learn, "Now after this, Jesus made his way through towns and villages, preaching and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God, and with him went the 12, as well as certain women who had been cured of evil spirits and ailments. Mary Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had gone out, Joanna, the wife of Herod's steward, Susanna, and several others who provided for them out of their own resources." Now, because of original sin, the original sin of our first parents, Adam and Eve, we all receive a wounded human nature that inclines us strongly to do things to ourselves and to others that are destructive. And honestly, most of the things I suffer are self-imposed. The consequences of my sinful and stupid decisions. It's amazing. God makes us, and we keep unmaking ourselves. And we can't heal the wound, the effect of original sin. No human, and no human means, can heal us at our core. Only Jesus. He begins to heal us with the sacrament of baptism, where the Father, Son, and Spirit take up their home within us, and we start to participate in his divine life. But Jesus knew this would not be enough, because we would continue to unmake ourselves, that we would continue in our self-destructive ways by sin, wounding ourselves and others. So Jesus gives us the greatest remedy to heal our soul, the sacrament of reconciliation. And this is why our Mother Mary says, go to confession once a month. The first Saturday, go to confession. Our mother is trying to lead us to Jesus, the healer, in confession. So, has it been a while? Do you ache to be healed? Go to Jesus in the sacrament of reconciliation. He's waiting for you, but he's in disguise. So I'll tell you how to identify him. He looks like a Catholic priest. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third mystery. The next thing we should learn from Mary Magdalene is that the most important thing we need, the one thing necessary for happiness, is a deep friendship with Jesus in prayer. Luke chapter 10. Jesus came to a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. She had a sister called Mary, who sat down at the Lord's feet and listened to him speaking. Now Martha, who was distracted with all the serving, said, "Lord, don't you care that my sister is leaving me to do all the work? Tell her to help me." But the Lord answered, "Martha, Martha, you worry and fret about so many things, and yet few are needed. Indeed, only one. It is Mary who has chosen the better part, and I will not take it away from her." Mary chose friendship with Jesus. And that's the definition of prayer. And what does friendship take? Time. Listening, talking from the heart, and just being together. That's prayer. Without it, we have nothing. With it, we have everything. So I want to challenge you. I encourage you to spend a lot of time binging on news and entertainment and sports and YouTube shorts. Spend a bunch of time binging on that. And then sit for a little bit right after and think about how you feel. I bet you feel rotten. Then spend time with Jesus in prayer. And then reflect on how you feel after that. I bet you feel really good. Then you decide. Do you want to feel rotten all the time? Or do you want to feel good? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth mystery. The third thing that we learn from Mary Magdalene is to be an apostle. In John chapter 20, we learn that Mary Magdalene was the first person Jesus appeared to after the resurrection. And Jesus said to her, "Go and find the brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." So Mary went and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that he had said these things to her. To be an apostle means to be sent. And Mary becomes the apostle to the apostles. She proclaims the resurrection to them. Now, it's only natural that when you've been given something amazing or something wonderful has happened to you, what do you want to do? You want to share it. Our faith is supposed to be personal, but it was never meant to be kept private. And we are sent by Jesus, like Mary Magdalene, to be apostles. By virtue of our baptism and our confirmation, we are officially sent to invite the people in our life to encounter Jesus. That's what we're supposed to do. We are supposed to invite the people in our lives to encounter Jesus. Invite them to pray the rosary with you. Invite them to go to confession with you. Invite them to go to Mass with you. Invite them to become Catholic. We don't force. We invite, and we leave them free. But we always invite. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth mystery. In the year 42, King Herod began to violently persecute the Christians in Jerusalem. He had the Apostle James, the greater, put to death by the sword, and Peter was placed in prison, thankfully from which angels set him free, and he fled the country, probably to Rome. It was then that Herod arrested some of Jesus' closest friends, Magdalene, Martha, and her maid, Martilla, Lazarus, Maxim, and Sidon, the man born blind, healed by Christ, who was told to wash in the pool of Siloam, as well as others, 12 in all. Not wanting to create a cult of martyrs in Jerusalem, Herod decided to banish these friends of Jesus and kill them in the process. So they were placed in a boat with no sail, no oars, no rudder, cast off into the sea, that they would die a horrible death of starvation. But their boat was guided by the currents and landed near what is today Marseille, France. They took refuge under the portico of the temple there, and when the people came to offer sacrifice to the pagan gods, Mary Magdalene calmly but boldly told them about the resurrection of Jesus, that he was the true God and Savior. Soon after, Mary Magdalene appeared in a dream to the wife of the governor of the region asking for help, and the governor ordered that the followers of Christ should be cared for from his own expenses. And by her intercession, the governor and his wife, who had been barren, conceived a son. Lazarus, the brother of Martha and Mary, became the first bishop of the region around Marseille, and Maxim, the bishop of Aix in Provence. but wanting to spend time alone with Jesus in prayer, Mary Magdalene retreated to a grotto halfway up the mountain of St. Balm, and for the next 30 years she lived a life of prayer and evangelization. And when Jesus finally revealed that she was near death, she went to the church of St. Maxim, and there she died, and there she was buried. Over that original church was built the current Basilica of Mary Magdalene, where you can go and look into the face of Mary Magdalene. And she will probably ask you what she asked me. Have you gone to Jesus to be healed in confession? Have you made friendship with Jesus the one thing necessary? And do you invite your loved ones to encounter Jesus? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, it's really hard for me to get out of my mind, in a good way, going down into the crypt of that basilica and looking right into the face of Mary Magdalene.
A face that has literally seen Christ, which means, I mean, despite 2,000 years, you're literally looking one step away from Christ.
Yeah.
That's incredible. The reality is so present there. And yet I feel like it's not a highly recognized site in France, for at least amongst American tourists. I don't know a lot of people that go up to St. Maxim, St. Balm.
So it's a good point. There are three tombs that every Catholic should go to. According in our tradition, there are three tombs. the empty tomb of Jesus mm-hmm. in Jerusalem, mm-hmm. the tomb of St. Peter at St. Peter's in Rome, mm-hmm. and the tomb of St. Mary Magdalene in Aix-Provence.
Yeah. And the nice thing is,
I mean, that those
it's a long hike up to her cave, but her tomb is right there.
Yeah.
It's a very beautiful, lovely church, and it's actually one short flight of stairs down rather than quite a few steps up a mountain.
To her cave. But I did love the grotto where she lived.
It is beautiful. I think I'd like to go sometime where I had plenty of time to hike up there.
Yeah. When I think of Jerusalem, Rome, after that, I really love going to the tomb of Mary Magdalene. It is vastly underrated for a pilgrimage site, and it's hugely important. Yeah. So I encourage you, and if you are out there and you're planning on taking a trip to France, go to southern France and go to Mary Magdalene's tomb. If you have any questions, just email us, and I can even put you in touch with the priest in charge of the...
He was so lovely.
Yeah, he went
to... He was so helpful.
He's French, but he... And what made it a nice connection is that he got an engineering degree from Texas A&M before he went into the seminary. So he's got a nice connection to the States, and his English is excellent. Well, St. Mary Magdalene, pray for us. Thanks for the conversation, Teresa, and let's, like Mary Magdalene, let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.